Mr. Jesus Hernandez, Jesushernandez, 12971. Mr. Hernandez is a 51-year-old gentleman who comes in today after he was seen in the emergency room about a month ago with a penile cellulitis, period. At that time, his blood sugar was quite out of control. Patient was started on insulin 7525 and short-acting insulin, which is currently taking, period. In the paragraph, he states that his blood sugar is doing much better. He's had issues regarding fatty liver, whom he had seen a private physician in Florida who charged him $6,000 for what he called stem therapy and glutathione, G-L-U-T-H-O-I-N-E, treatment, IV treatment, at his office, period. In the paragraph, he's here now to speak to a primary care physician and to also find out if we can continue with the glutathione treatment on an outpatient basis, period. Social, he's married, he's gainfully employed, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke, but he does drink from time to time. Allergy, non-drug allergy, COVID immunizations, up-to-date family history, diabetes, hypertension, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, surgery, appendectomy, medication, lisinopril, 10 milligram a day, metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, Humalog, 10 milligram BID. He just finished the glutathione, G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E, an IV vitamin D treatment in Florida. Next number, Humalog, 10 units twice a day, and Trulicity, 1.9 sub-Q Q weekly. Period. Review of system, history of fatty liver. He does have what sounds like sleep apnea. He has had a hard time losing weight, has had a history of low testosterone. The physician in Florida put him on pellets and injections and told him he needs to recheck his testosterone sometimes in November, which he would like to do. He's had some leg pain, especially with walking, but it gets better on its own. It's not classic intermittent claudication. He's had some arm pain. He wants to know about his fatty liver, BPH type symptoms also present along with ED. On exam, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He weighs 210 pounds, has lost 7 pounds, 96%, 98.2, 16, 80, 146 over 76. His heart's positive, some positive, his lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or a mucosa with anilogy, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows no edema, clubbing or cyanosis. Number one, diabetes, much better controlled. We get a hemoglobin A1C at this time. Number two, fatty liver. Ultrasound shows that he does have fatty liver. It appears to be minimal to moderate. Next number is BPH present. Next number is carotid stenosis is minimal. Next number is leg pain and arm pain does not appear to be related to PVD. It appears to be more like related to neuropathy. He triphasic waves and nothing that looks like severe stenotic lesions. Next number, he does have RVH. Next number, he needs to be evaluated for low testosterone. Next number, we informed him that we cannot continue with the vitamin D IV and or glutathione IV. Since our practice does not do that and we're not familiar with that treatment, he may need to go back to Florida for that. Next number, continue with his insulin. Next number, check hemoglobin A1C. Next number is check cholesterol. Next number is his testosterone has been low but has been replaced. He wants to wait and check his testosterone level in November per his naturalist physician in Florida. Next number, his insulin was and lisinopril meds were refilled. Next number, obtain blood work. Next numbers we'll call patient with the blood results. Next number, patient's care was discussed at length regarding fatty liver. Depending on his liver numbers, he'd also had a fibrotic score done in Florida, which we'll try to obtain. If it continues, if liver functions are elevated, he may need to see a liver specialist here in the Houston area, but we cannot continue with IV glutathione and or IV vitamin D, and he was informed of that before leaving my office. Thank you.